Today is Gaudete Sunday, a name meaning rejoice. Break out the rose-colored vestments and candle. The birth of the Savior of the world is upon us. This time of year, it is appropriate to focus on the four last things. First week of Advent, we talked a little bit about death. Last week, we spoke about judgment. This week, I thought appropriate to have a few reflections on heaven. I was asked by a student one time, "Will I be able to play basketball in heaven?" I said, "Sure, you will be able to play with God's team, the Kansas Jayhawks, anytime you want." He didn't like that answer too much. At the Transfiguration, our Lord revealed heaven to three of his apostles. Peter proclaims, "Lord, it is good for us to be here." He was full of joy and delight. He was content. He wanted to remain there forever. We're all familiar with St. Paul's, "Eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the human heart of man, what things God has prepared for them that love them, that love him." St. Alphonsus says that the sight of heaven delights more than all the delights of earth. When we think of pleasures of this life, we think of those that delight the senses, mom's cooking, a beautiful spring day, or a young man getting married and beholding his lovely bride. All these are beautiful and delight us very much. How much more so are the beauties of heaven? St. Bernard says, "If we are to understand the blessings of heaven, know that there is nothing in heaven that is disagreeable, and everything we can desire is there. Here we have things which delight and please us, but also we're surrounded by things which torment us and give us displeasure. Here we have to endure pains of sickness, persecution, poverty, temptations, doubts, and the uncertainty of eternal salvation. In heaven, there is no more sorrows." As Scripture says, "God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. No more death and fear of it. No sickness, no poverty. There is a continual day, always serene, a continual spring, always blooming, and the light be in the light of Christ. No persecutions, no envy. You love each other, rejoice at the happiness of the other. No fear of eternal damnation. You can never lose God. The Lord says, 'Behold, I make all things new.' There's new joys, new beauties, new delights, and all the desires shall be satisfied." We see all the lights and mercies God has granted to the soul after insulting him by sinning. We'll see the tribulations, poverty, sicknesses, persecutions, and sorrows that have proceeded from love, which were means enjoyed by God to bring you to glory. The things of this earth satisfy our desires at first and gratify the senses, but when we get used to them, they cease to delight. That new toy you may get, it's great at first, but after a while we get bored with it. We have to have a new one. Heaven, the psalm says, "I shall be satisfied when thy glory shall appear." When we see the glory of the Lord, all our desires will be satisfied forever and ever. The joys in heaven will be as the first time they've experienced for all eternity, always enjoyed and desired and always possessed. And what can be said is the ultimate joy of heaven? Beholding the beauty of God. St. Alphonsus says, "In beholding the beauty of God, the soul shall be so inflamed and so inebriated with divine love, she shall remain happily lost in God, for she shall entirely forget herself and for all eternity shall think of loving and praising the immense good which she shall possess forever, without fear of having it in her power to ever lose it." On the beauty of God, St. John of the Cross, whose feast day we celebrated today, says this, "All the beauty of creatures compared to the infinite beauty of God is the height of ugliness." In other words, there's no comparison in this life with the beauty of God. And so St. Augustine says, "To gain the eternal glory of heaven, we should cheerfully embrace eternal labor." St. Paul says, "The sufferings of this life are not worthy to be compared to the glory to come." To gain heaven, it would be but little to endure all the pains of this life, St. Alphonsus says. So let us bear patiently all sufferings which come upon us to obtain the prize. Think of playing a sport. Afterward, we're sweaty and tired. We think of the frustrations and the mistakes. And if one, we're able to laugh at them all, we have a feeling of triumph. The same with obtaining heaven. All the sorrows, thoughts, pains, frustrations, trials of life will be a source of joy and delight for eternity. You'll be glad you went through the trials, for that'll be all the more sweet of the victory. Sacred Scripture says, your sorrows shall be turned into joy. When we encounter a cross we have to carry, let us raise our eyes to heaven and thank God and be consoled with the hope of paradise. St. Alphonsus said, let us love God and labor for heaven. There is no reason to fear. Bear your crosses patiently and persevere, for the Lord has triumphed. He gives us strength to do the same through his church, his bride. In heaven, the saints expect us. Our Lady expects us. Our Lord expects us. He, the one to be born, the King of kings and Lord of the universe. He's holding a crown in his hand to crown us king and queen in that kingdom. May we live our lives so as to receive that crown when we go before him. As our Lord is quoting St. John the Baptist today says, repent of sin and prepare the way of the Lord. Rejoice and hope in him always and forever. Stay vigilant, don't deviate off the road to heaven. If you have, repent and jump back on the path. We don't want to lose what we were created for, to be with God in heaven forever and ever.